This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
If there was a riddle, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the beat because it's Hey Riddle Riddle.
Oh, boy.
You practiced that all day.
No, I just thought of it.
No, you did not.
I really just thought
What was
it.
The hand routine then? You had a whole hand routine worked out.
I made both my hands form little finger people, and they danced. They were breakdancing.
Do the opening again.
This is Adel Rifai.
This is JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
And we have a special guest in the studio today.
Who is it?
Well, Aaron, I'll tell you. Don't
What's under that cloak?
Interrupt.
What's under the cloak?
Aaron, What's under Aaron the cloak? Aaron is wrapped in, what is this, a scarf or a shawl?
It is a scarf. It is very big. It is my blanket that I wear as a scarf.
Yeah. I love these scarves nowadays that are also blankets.
Yeah, I need it.
I also like that you're wearing scarves instead of, typically every winter, Aaron just wraps saran wrap around her head.
We do have a special guest in the studio. We've rudely been talking and not introducing it.
Staged by a scarf.
Becca, yep. Do not talk until you're introduced. I cannot.
People are going to be way too confused.
People are going to be so upset with what you did.
Hello and welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle. My name is Becca Barish, and I'm so glad to be here.
Becca, you do world news at I.O. Mm-hmm. with Adel, Aaron, and I. Mm-hmm. Are there any other things about you that you would like us to say?
Are you defined by world news tonight? Spaghetti is tossing a bone around the studio.
Spaghetti wasn't quite content with just chewing on it silently. She had to throw it in the air. Good girl.
Yeah, what's your deal?
What is my deal?
Yeah, what's your deal?
Yeah. What's your fucking deal?
The ultimate riddle.
You sat down here backward. You sat on your chair backwards mm-hmm. like you own the place. Turn your cap around. You've been arm wrestling us for hours.
I'm just excited to be here.
Well, we are excited to have you. We have a very special episode.
You realize that was a chance for promotion, right? Did you have something you want to promote?
Yeah, I just thought it would maybe more so like come toward the end once I've won people over versus coming right from the beginning.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
That's true.
Earn it.
Let's see how this goes. You gotta earn it. And then depending on how it goes, I'll decide.
Direct people to other products. Yeah.
What it is that you're going to promote. That's a smart move. Yeah.
Tell them about the Jewish episode.
I told Becca that we had a very special episode prepared, and she asked me if it was a Jewish-specific episode. This is a mailbag episode, so it's listener-submitted riddles. We haven't had a lot of Jewish riddles submitted to the show, so that is on our listeners. If you do want to...
We should clarify, Becca is not Jewish.
Yeah, Becca's not Jewish at all.
But she knows all the slang words. Oh, Becca, gosh. Are there any Jewish riddles?
There's a lot of,
in the
mean
Torah,
Jewish jokes that are kind of riddly. But if you actually think about Judaism, let's get into this.
Sure.
It is a riddle. I mean, the whole point of Judaism is to ask questions and mm-hmm. kind of explore that to figure out different aspects of what Judaism means to you. So,
Just to be clear, when you said mean Jewish jokes,
yeah, like,
did you
so
mean
for example,
mean to Jewish people or mean...
No, it might be like... where do you hide your money from your Jewish mother? Underneath the vacuum. Like, stuff like that.
Oh, okay. White mother.
Right.
Yeah, my mom's not Jewish, but Jewish mother.
Oh, brother.
Okay, cool. I'm sorry, Adel, I cut you off.
I was just going to say, I don't know if this is true, but a Jewish friend of mine told me recently.
No, that's not true.
That there's no, I have no Jewish friend. Told me that there's no vowels in the Torah. That can't be right.
So vowels are probably different than how you view vowels, because if you're looking at
Hebrew, would Vanna White have a part in the Torah?
Jewish vowels are more like what you would see the visual of almost looking like Braille. It's like dots and lines and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So the dots and the lines tell you what sort of sounds to make with the letters. So almost like when you... Have you ever seen those things where it just shows the consonants with no vowels, but you can still figure out the word?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of like that.
I've never seen that thing. Everyone said yes immediately, like it's a normal thing, and I've never even heard of that
There's
thing.
A part of Only Connect where that's what you have to do. Mm. Is they take out all the vowels of a phrase, and you have to figure
it out. For full context, Only Connect is a dating app that
I haven't gotten a match yet, but I'm never giving up.
It's a thing where you can't, there's no right or left to swipe. You can only connect.
You have to marry the first person who pops up.
The minute somebody pops up, you're dating.
It's nice to meet you. We're in love, I guess.
It's for the most desperate people.
Yep.
Are we allowed to go into a scene immediately?
If you have to ask, then you can't afford to buy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can if you want to.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't even thinking I would do this, but I think jumping right into Erin going on her first date. Is it called Only Connect?
Yeah, well, it's a fake dating app, but let's
sure,
do it.
Sure, it's her going on a date, and JPC, can you play the computer that is the person that she was matched with?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you.
Hello, it is wonderful to see you.
Oh, you're nervous too.
Oh, I am very nervous. Plus, someone spilled some water on me.
Uh-oh.
It's the waiter here.
I've done a lot of internet dating. Have you?
No, this is a first for me.
Really?
Why would I lie?
I don't know. I've been on every app. I've gotten a lot of dates.
Did someone say every app? I'm your waiter.
Jesus, you just spilled cheese sticks all over me.
Did you want every app? I'm sorry about the water. I'm sorry about the cheese sticks, sir. This is my 10th day on the job, and I'm still a little bit nervous. Did you want all
the
apps?
That's several weeks, though. Like, sorry? 10 days on the job.
10 days is several weeks?
Yeah,
you're dumb as shit, sir. Can I get you anything else?
No, but I am loving the energy that you're putting on.
Oh, no.
Is he being sarcastic? I can't
tell.
No, he's
into you.
Say your name was?
My name is Tortor.
Back to the apps.
All right, I'm all done with you.
Scene.
Tortor. What a good name. No, this is not a special episode for any of those stupid things that you said. This is a special episode because we have had listeners over the course of the time we've been doing this podcast.
We've had listeners over the course of the time we're doing this podcast?
Well, yes. Well, listener. It's one guy. But he's great. But they have sent us some D&D-esque riddles, some Dungeons & Dragons-themed riddles. Now, some of
Why
these are...
Why did you use D&D if you're just going to later say what D&D stands for?
Because Aaron's here. Now, some of...
Oh, ouch, my feelings. Ow.
For listeners at home, JPC just stepped on her feelings.
Ow. Erin has the feelings of a Muppet.
Ow.
But some of these are riddles that I think are like more in the realm of D&D, and some of these are just like riddles that their D&D groups have come up with in the course of their Dungeons & Dragons games. But, Becca, I know that you have played Dungeons & Dragons.
Yes.
Adel and I play in a game of Dungeons & Dragons together. We've been
Never met before this recording.
We've been playing for like 3 years in that group.
And I just brought, you missed at the session today, I brought all my swag from Wizards of the Coast.
Oh, yeah.
And this episode is actually sponsored by...
Well, it's sponsored by their biggest competitor, Midwest Wizards.
Every single person in my Dungeons & Dragons campaign moved.
Oh,
did they all move to LA?
They were all planning on moving to LA, and then one got hired by SNL, so he's like, I'll just move to New York since,
you know, SNL.
Do they all play without you, though?
They are starting this one actually in LA, apparently, where it's you're all teenagers and your power's based on your self-esteem, and that's based on what other people think about you. And I was like, should I move to LA?
Might be like, what is that? In the Loop? What, not In the Loop, that's a movie. What's the, there's one,
Looper.
Tales from the Loop?
Tales from the Loop. Could be. And Aaron, what's your D&D experience?
I've never played it, but a lot of people I love play it. My boyfriend plays it.
Here's what I think. If you play D&D, I feel like your character would be an angel who rides on a whale with legs.
Uh-oh. It's getting weirder.
No, this is one of the most powerful classes.
Uh-oh.
Her name would be Karen Eve.
Okay, that's very similar to my name.
You wouldn't have any weapons,
oh,
but you'd say all your thoughts all the time.
Yeah.
You'd have a disarming smile.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm.
But
what's
the
your
good
character
news is that
you
get
play?
To choose your character, and you don't have to have to people tell you.
Yeah, Adel just verbatim told you the character he plays from the game that we play together.
My character's name was Fleet Woodmack.
That's really good.
Yeah, so that's a joke about what?
ABBA.
Great.
In Sean's bathroom, he has this huge painting that someone in his D&D group, have you seen it?
I've seen it, yeah.
Made of all of their characters together, and it's pretty epic. It's the only art that he has in his bathroom.
In our D&D group, we got... No, what's it called? Like 3D print, 3D printed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have figurines. 3D printed figurines of all of our characters.
Cool.
Because our DM is rich.
And, well, TJ got his in like brass, right? His is,
yeah.
His is brass. The rest of ours are just like plastic carbonite.
Wow.
Frozen in carbonite.
Well,
you just one-upped the painting thing. Well, what's the coolest thing you could possibly do with your characters? Make them actually come to
kiss,
life?
Make them kiss.
Make them kiss all the time.
Our D&D group is just a bunch of guys in their 30s making their characters kiss.
Here's JPC plays a wizard named Vodon, and most of the time that we're fighting enemies, he turns them into dogs.
Yes.
Fucks them and then buries them.
I do. Polymorph lasts for an hour, so my go-to move is to polymorph someone into a small dog and then start digging a hole, throw the dog in the hole, bury the hole. I'm sorry, put the dog to sleep, throw the sleeping dog in the hole, fill up the hole.
So every battle, you just hear JPC say, "Ah, I turn him into a dog, I'm going to bury him." Let's get into some riddles.
Okay, cool. So these are some listener-submitted D&D riddles. This first one is from... I just want to make sure I can say their last name. This first one is from Johnny Collins from Madison, Wisconsin.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, Johnny Collins. hey, folks, liking the podcast so far? Well, fuck you.
Goodbye, Johnny Collins. Yeah.
But I'll leave at any time.
Can I get Tom Collins, but...
I came up with my... he came up with this riddle for his Dungeons & Dragons group. It's totally derived from common knowledge of the real world, science, and mythology. So while it may help, you don't need to be a D&D expert to answer this riddle.
Okay,
ready?
Mm-hmm.
Flowing through the mountain's heart... What's that?
River. It's a river.
Oh, shit. It's a river. Flowing through the mountain's heart, half of Aegis' rhymeless word, a shiny consolation prize, a bane to creatures sometimes furred.
Brain, you say?
Oh, boy. Oh, Boston Big Name.
Can you read it again?
Flowing through the mountain's heart, half of Aegis, and Aegis is capitalized, rhymeless word, a shiny consolation prize, a bane to creatures sometimes furred.
So what's in the periodic table, what's AG?
Gold? That's gold. No, gold is like, no.
GA?
G, oh God, why would I know this?
Is it salt?
Do you think you're onto something here with...
Well, half of ages, it would be something from the periodic table.
Oh, okay. AG?
Yeah.
My first two guesses would be salt or diamonds, but I think it's salt.
Shine salt like a diamond. I don't know the answer to this riddle, but there are hints to this riddle.
Okay.
But,
oh, so there's no... Okay.
Oh, but there's no answer. I didn't look at the answer. Okay. So some people get really clever when they send us these answers and they write them and then they change the font to white. So you have to scroll over them in the email just to see them.
Clever.
What's
clever
a word girl that doesn't rhyme with anything?
Purple. Orange. Silver.
Purple. Urkel. Stupid.
Purple. Urkel. Got any cheese?
Purple. Urkel. Stupid. Well, no, the one thing I wanted to investigate here with this riddle is... A bane to creatures sometimes furred. What is a creature that is sometimes furred?
Those cats.
Humans.
Sometimes are...
Oh, there's those sphinx. Is that what they're called? Sphinx cats?
Cat.
So this is maybe a bane to cats, which is dogs? What's a bane to cats?
What's a bane to cats?
What's a bane to cats?
Cat laser pointers?
Dog.
Certain plants?
Yeah.
You live in the litter box. I was born in it.
Are you guys ready for some hints?
Yeah.
Okay. The answer is not multi-part, i.e. all the lines are referring to the same person, place, thing, or idea.
Okay.
Why is ages capitalized? That's a hint. And ages does have a capital A. So why is ages capitalized?
Why is he asking us? He said it's the fucking riddle.
Can you say just the ages line again?
Yes, I absolutely can. Half of ages, rhymeless word.
So half of the word ages?
Maybe.
Ag.
It's a rhymeless word.
It's Nickelodeon.
The agrocrat.
I am actually. I have put my name in on eBay so that if someone posts that, I get an alert.
Post a piece of the crag.
Yeah.
Oh, every kid wants a piece of the crag.
Yeah.
What's that?
What's
the
that?
Agro-crag?
So the Agro-crag is from the show Guts. Do you have it? Guts. Did you ever watch that?
No.
And they would have three teams from kids from different countries. And it was almost like an Olympic sort of thing. And then at the end, they had to climb this thing called the Agro-crag.
Yeah, it's almost like the Olympics. If the Olympics had a $400 budget.
And if it was having Mike O'Malley, who later was in the show Glee, and Mo, his support.
Yeah,
it's actually pretty good.
Woman named Mo, who I feel like most people I would watch that show with had a crush on.
They would be like, Aaron, it's time to spill your guts. And they'd be like, my name's Aaron. I'm from Israel. I like to skateboard.
I sound cool.
Wow, is there a different version of Aaron from Israel that likes to skateboard? All right. I want to see a scene. Aaron, I want to see a scene. Yeah. You, Becca and Adel, you are all a team on Guts. There was three-person teams, right?
No.
Oh, was it not?
You're thinking of Legends of the Hidden Temple.
I am thinking of Legends of the Hidden Temple.
I watched a recent episode of Legends of the Hidden Temple where they were like, what do you like to do? And the kid was like, well, I hooked my computer up to my phone line and I play games over it. And they're like, that's great. And I was like, before anyone knew what internet was.
Okay, boy was Al Gore.
You're all from three different countries. You're competing on Guts. We're going to throw it to you and you guys are going to do your little intro lines, okay?
Okay, hold on.
Do we have our countries or are we just...
You will all be from different countries, but I'm not going to assign you your countries.
So what are we doing? We're introing ourselves?
Yeah, on Guts.
Anything else?
Okay, Adel, spill your guts.
My name is Gordon. I'm from Oslo, Norway. I like to eat Chex Mix, and sometimes I lose my balance.
My name's Tiffany. I'm from Canada. I like to use my Skip It at the same time as my Bop It, and my record is 602, but you don't know which one.
My name's JPC. I'm from America. I eat my own shit. I'm stupid. It'll never amount to anything.
Okay.
Also, can I just say one other thing about Legends of the Hidden
Temple? Yeah, sure, please.
Because I know there's been a lot of discussions on this podcast about like riddles and whether they're fair or not.
Yes.
Earlier, you said you've listened to half an episode
this morning,
so I don't know if a lot of conversations. So.
But in the end, they would go through the temple, and then the like temple guards would come out at basically random points. So it basically was like the show deciding whether or not they wanted the children to win, and I think that's
true. And it was a grown man.
Yeah,
it was a grown man who grabbed a child who was dressed, I would say, culturally inappropriately.
I haven't been able to focus on anything since you told me that little boy discovered the internet.
I'll send you that clip.
And no one did anything.
All right, the last clue here is the creatures in question are only furry once every few weeks, to be more specific.
Once every few weeks.
A flower.
Chia pets are
so it's not multi-part. Each line is the same. Ages is capitalized for a reason.
Sheep.
And they're furry every
sheep would be
sheep.
That would make sense.
Flowing through the mountain's heart, half of Aegis' rhymeless word, a shiny consolation prize, a bane to creatures sometimes furred.
So what does sheep hate? Shears?
What do sheep hate?
I don't know. I think we got to give up.
I don't know. I think we got
to
give up.
I love to be the one to give up. I'm proud of that.
If you look at the answer, can you give us another clue based on the answer?
So Adel is right with AG being representative of...
Can we go around the table and just kind of get a quick... Let's see a scene where you all apologize to me.
I am JPC. I eat my own shit.
Damn, JPC. You're a little Icarus.
First of all...
Flew too close to the sun.
AG is what? What does it correspond to?
So underground, flowing, and heart are meant to evoke the imagery of a vein. AG is the chemical symbol for silver, hence half of Aegis. Ages. Strictly speaking, silver does not have a direct rhyme, only slant rhymes like pilfer or wilbur.
We said that earlier. Becca said, what is the word it doesn't have?
Aaron, I think, said silver as well, correct?
Silver fox.
I said diamonds and salt.
Diamonds and salt.
But
I got
when you
silver
mix those two
from the two of those things. What is silver except salt diamonds? Second place is awarded a silver medal, i.e. a consolation prize. And in Germanic folklore and in D&D, silver weapons are particularly effective against werewolves, creatures who are only furry during their full moon transformation.
Guru.
I forgot about werewolves.
Yes, we all forgot about werewolves. Thank
Give
you,
us
Johnny
another.
Collins.
Speaking of Germanic folklore, isn't Witcher 3 your favorite fucking game?
Yeah, but that's not Germanic.
It's a super game to fuck, dude.
That's my, it was.
Dude,
I put on The Witcher 3 when I'm going to have sex. I just let the opening credit screen roll. Do you mind if I set a mood?
Where is it set, if not Germany?
It's Icelandic.
Polish?
Yeah, Polish. It's Polish.
Okay.
Yeah. And Polish is not Germany. They actually fought a war about that at all.
Yeah, about that.
That war was called about The Witcher 3.
There was actually many wars in The Witcher 3. The nation of Novigrad was very aggressive. But Geralt of Rivia had something to say about that. Okay, let's see a scene where I play Geralt of Rivia.
Let's do another riddle.
Okay, one more riddle. One more. We will do another. This, and then we're done. This is the last one. This
one,
comes,
two, hey, riddle, riddle.
One, two, hey, riddle, riddle. This comes from Derek Wright. Derek Wright writes, oh boy, I occasionally throw riddles into my D&D games, so I browse through a lot of short, simple riddles. But this was the first one that stumped me. My players never got the answer. See if you can. Riddle. My tines are long.
Tines?
Tines?
What's a tine?
My tines are long.
Wait, no, I'm sorry. Are you saying an M or an N?
My tines.
My tines.
My tines. T-I-N-E-S.
T-I-N-E-S.
Tines. Tine?
My tines.
Yeah, tines a word.
Okay.
Oh, like when your mom's like, tine for dinner. And you're like, mom, your stroke has really incapacitated you.
My tines are long. My tines are short. My tines end ear. My first report.
Book report.
My tines in ear.
My tines and ear, E-R-E, which is a preposition and conjunction, which means before in relation to time. Derek said that in the email.
Derek, I got to say,
isn't that
this
air,
isn't
not
fun.
Ear? I think it's pronounced air.
Air,
not ear.
Air.
Air.
Could be. My tines are long, my tines are short, my tines and air, my first report.
Siri, what are tines?
What's the thing that forecasts? Aren't those teeth. Tines? Forks have tines. KJ is nodding. KJ is nodding. They know.
Doesn't a fork have a tooth?
A tooth?
Four teeth, three teeth.
If you have a tooth on your fork, you put it in the fork head too hard. You need to take the fork out. Because you fork in your teeth.
You got a fork in your teeth. Spork.
My tines are long. Okay. My tines are short. My tines end air. So they end... before
okay.
My first report.
A dinglehopper.
Okay.
Nice.
This is a segment that I usually reserve for Aaron on the show, but this is a dead stop. What is a dinglehopper?
Little Mermaid.
Isn't that what it's called? In Little Mermaid? When they, he doesn't know what a fork
Scuttle?
Is called, he calls it a dinglehopper?
The seagull's like, I know what this is. That was a bad impression. Everybody shut up. Nobody look at me.
I know what this is.
I know what this is.
Ariel. I want to see a scene.
Yep.
Aaron, you're going to be the seagull from Little Mermaid.
Yep.
Becky, you'll be the Little Mermaid. JPC, you'll
be
Eric, Prince Eric. Is that his name?
That's his name.
He doesn't
Prince
talk,
Eric.
Right?
Yeah.
And you might hear your favorite little crab pop into the scene.
Well, we hope we don't.
Ariel!
Honestly, I'm trying to sort of like...
Oh, I'll be your wingman. Get it? Ariel, do you get it?
Yes, I get it.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, Ariel. Ariel! Okay, who is this guy? He looks like a haircut. Hi, handsome.
Hey, it's me, Mr. Crab, from SpongeBob.
Oh.
End scene.
Oh, I feel like if I could hear it for just a second, I could have done a great impression of the seagull.
I want to just give an award to Prince Eric in that scene. He
yawned. Mm-hmm. It's Ariel that can't talk or Prince Eric that can't talk?
Ariel, for the second half of the movie, cannot speak.
But she has legs.
Yes, she has legs.
Yeah,
that's
the price
walk
around
you
on those, what do you call them?
Getaway sticks.
Yeah.
Grapes.
I would love if Ariel had like every 10 words, she just didn't know what she was talking about.
But then it gets worse. It's like in the middle of the sentence and then the beginning of the sentence. And then you realize that she's just a woman singing a song from
I aluminum fold. I'm trying to say I love you. I don't know.
Oh, no.
My tines are long. My tines are short. My tines and air. My first report.
This is pure gibberish.
A fork in the road.
A rake.
No, I looked up the answer. Okay. So it's not a... this would be something that you couldn't touch. It's not something that you could, like, touch or hold on to.
A woman without permission?
Thank you. And yes, and that's me clapping.
No, it's me clapping. Don't take credit for something a woman does. Lesson number two.
It's a thing you can't hold or touch.
It's a thing that you can't hold or touch.
Religion.
My parents' pride.
Yeah.
Oh.
And one more from you, Aaron.
What?
That's me clapping.
If you did touch it, it would probably kill you. Although some have survived.
Fire.
Lightning.
Yes. It's fire. Congratulations, Aaron.
It's not fire.
It's not. No,
it's
no.
Lightning?
It's of course it's lightning.
Oh, God.
I hate when I get the answer but still don't know why.
So my times are long, my times are short. I assume the lightning bolts have long
tines
and short tines.
That's where I fell short.
And then my tines end ere my first report is like lightning ends before the thunder.
Okay.
I'm so proud of you for getting it. I'm jealous.
I don't think it counts.
It certainly does not count.
Can I ask a middle mindset question?
Yes.
Do you go into a riddle thinking, I hope I get this or I will get this?
I go into every riddle thinking,
fuck, 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 fuck.
And then I play some Witcher 3 and try to fuck the riddle.
Yeah.
I don't know. I that's a tough question. I don't think I'm good at riddles. So I am surprised if ever I get the answer to a riddle.
So it sounds like it's, I hope I get it. Or like it would be cool if I did.
I'll throw some behind the scenes magic through this podcast. I've never once tried to answer one of these riddles correctly.
Yeah. Cool. We're going to cut that out. We're going to put it in the Patreon as its own standalone episode because we do not share behind the scenes on our regular feed, JPC.
Oh, you're grabbing me by the throat.
Every time I'm listening to a riddle, I don't think this listener exists, but my anxiety makes them exist in my head. I picture a smug dude in his car who's listening to this by accident.
I've seen
and
him.
And goes,
Aaron, I've seen him.
In the rearview mirror.
He goes, oh, this lady's not smart. And he just feels smug about a lady not being smart.
If you're that guy,
is that guy Mitch?
Yeah, that guy's my freaking
brother-in-law. That guy's
gotta
be Mitch.
That girl won't know what the word tine means. Yeah.
Tines
up.
A few episodes ago, there was the polar bear one. Do you remember that?
No.
It was like a...
On our show?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
You got it right.
Yes.
It was a polar bear. It's like, what color was the bear?
Yeah.
But you said, and I forgot, so here comes the roasting. But you said Antarctica or wherever you said, and then our Twitter feed blew up with people being like, actually, bears don't live in the Antarctic, whatever it was. It just was very
the subarctic.
Subarctic.
The Amtartic.
Mm-hmm. Amtartic.
The Amtrak.
You know, who cares where fucking bears live? We're the greatest at riddles. Becca, we also forgot to ask you. We usually ask every guest that comes on the show. How do you feel about riddles in general?
Well, I'm a very competitive person, and I've literally talked about it in therapy. And one of the things I came
about
to realize,
riddles specifically? Or about coming on
no,
this
just
show?
about being a very competitive person.
Gotcha.
Because I've ruined a couple of game nights. And one of the things I realized was, like, I go into a game night being like, I will win the game. So then when I don't win the game, I don't respond well because the thought was that I would. And I think everyone else normally goes in being like, this will be fun and maybe I'll win. And I think a total shift in mindset changes it. So for riddles, it's hard because I'm competitive but also not very good at them.
Mm.
I find being a competitive person, it's easier to engage in a thing that I'm not good at because then I don't have an expectation that I'm going to be good at it. But if it's like a competitive thing that I'm vaguely good at or like I should be good at, like bowling, like I should be good at bowling for all intents and purposes.
Because you're from Indiana.
Because it's bowling. It's fucking bowling. It's like, it's not rocket science.
See, I get irritated with bowling because I usually
Get more
hit in
irritated.
A good spot, but my bowling ball is so light because I can't carry a heavier bowling ball. So then I feel like, again, is everything stacked?
For listeners, Becca Barish is 3'2". She is made of twigs. She has a volleyball taped to her top.
As a head?
Yeah. She sticks with the volleyball.
So instead of heads of volleyball, you went with volleyball taped to her top.
My head with just a volleyball taped to my boobs.
I thought that too. I was like, these are my boobs. They're one volleyball's worth of boobs.
Eyes up here, please. Not on the volleyball.
All right. This is
please don't spike my tits.
Please. Becca, we love having you on the show, but please don't spike my tits. That sounds like that sounds like what someone would say, like, don't pull my leg. Like,
that should be the new, what is it? Is it some military branch that has like the snake that says don't tread on me or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a no fear t-shirt. Yeah. It's a big dog t-shirt.
If you can't slither with the big snake, stay off the porch, stay out of the desert. There should be one that's just a volleyball that says don't spike my tits. It's almost like don't yuck my yum or don't rip. Aaron is so over this.
The merch, I'm just listening.
The merch for the show is getting out of hand. This episode, this riddle is submitted by Brandon Jones. Brandon also has sunglasses in their profile pic.
Nice.
Given that, I wanted to give you a D&D themed one that we got cursed a few times because of. Mm. Well, it's two prepositions in a row.
What are you, all of a sudden, language police? Adel, you could have just said volleyball head.
I wish I was language police, because then you'd be in language fucking prison. A thief is casing a wizard's tower to steal all of the treasures within. Becca's taking notes. This is hilarious.
Is casing?
Casing
like
is like
case the joint, like recon.
Have you seen Home Alone?
Lost in New York?
No.
Or the third one where they hit heads when they're jumping over the fence.
Let me use a better example. Have you seen Mamma Mia?
The second one?
Have you seen Morma Mia? The third one?
The Mormon one?
The Book of Morma Mia.
Morma Mia.
Casing is like where you go and scope something out before you do a crime.
Okay.
A thief is casing a wizard's tower to steal all of the treasures within. He sees that the only entrance is through a door guarded by a massive golem. He watches as an apprentice approaches the door. Oh, man.
A massive golem?
Yes.
Okay. Trademark?
Golem
or golem?
So I do this thing where I
fail to read emails before you start reading them.
No, I just don't read these riddles before
saying them.
But saying them because I don't want to spoil the riddle for myself. But we've done this one before. So
we'll make up new content.
Oh, just make up a riddle?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
What's the answer to this one?
This is the one we did with the spies not too long ago, where they say the secret password.
Oh,
and it's, yeah,
the number.
So yeah. I'll make up a riddle instead. This riddle comes from Brandon Jones.
So this is for nothing.
This is I'm going to use the beginning of it.
For listeners, Becca drew the human anatomy chart.
A thief is casing a wizard's tower to steal all of the treasures within. He sees that the only entrance is through the door is guarded by a massive golem. And here's the part that I'll make up.
Oh, no.
Okay, so, this thief. Okay, so, so he gets a phone call, and he picks up the phone, and it's his doctor. And his doctor says,
His mom or his doctor?
His doctor.
Has to be one or the other.
Yeah, no, it's his doctor.
And a woman has died.
The doctor says, I've got some bad news. We just got the test results back. And the thief says, give it to me straight, doc. And the doctor says, you've got 6 leaks to whiv. So he hangs up the phone.
JBC's slowly backing out of the room as he's
and sweating
and grabbing
profusely.
His coat.
He hangs up the phone and he turns to his friend.
He has a gun to spaghetti's head.
A bear. And the bear says, barely knew her. And anyway, Brandon, thank you for submitting
It only took 30 episodes for us to fall apart.
Thank you for submitting that riddle. This next riddle comes from Patrick Heron. Just encountered this while playing D&D with my brother, also a listener.
Hello.
Hello.
Do you think that he is playing D&D with his brother and then also another listener? Or are you saying that his brother is the listener?
And also, does he play D&D alone with his brother?
Is it I don't
just
know.
The two of them?
I've played D&D with my brother before. There's usually other people there.
Okay.
And I've never just played with my brother. Anyway, we'll never know. I'm reading the rest of this email. He does not clarify. I'll assume it's him, his brother, and another listener.
Yeah. No. This is the riddle. I think he is a listener.
Okay.
I think his brother listens.
Do you think Patrick listens?
I think everyone listens.
Wow, that's vain. Comes with sunshine, leaves with night, hides in darkness, does not bite. Always joined to its caster, never strays
shadow
from its master.
I was going to say shadow. I wanted to get it right. I wanted to get it. Cut out Adel getting it. I wanted to
I
get
stopped
it.
Listening. It comes with sunshine.
Donny yes. Osmond?
The answer is a shadow. No. I want to see a scene. Adel, you are playing a man, and Aaron, you are playing that man's shadow. Okay. You can never get a moment's rest from your shadow, Adel.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Do you...
What? What's going on?
How are you doing today?
Oh, my God, so good.
Yeah, you look real long.
Mm-hmm. What are we doing?
Do you...
What are we doing today? I like your shirt.
Sweetie,
thank you.
Who are you talking to?
This is awkward. This is my shadow.
Hey.
I was talking to you.
Oh.
Okay. Wait, okay, everybody calm down. I knew this was going to happen eventually.
Mm-hmm. You're a shadow to someone?
Yep.
Are you seeing someone?
I'm... Okay.
I came in here with the intent to argue with you because I can never get a moment alone, as per the voice in my head, but now this has turned into...
I didn't know we were monogamous.
Sweetie, who are you talking to?
Uh-oh.
You're dating two other people?
I'm dating...
I was talking to you.
Oh.
Sweetie, who are you talking to?
God?
Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret.
So everybody calm down.
See? Yes, it was Shadow, and Patrick says, thanks, love the show. Doesn't say if his brother loves the show, so what the fuck is with that? But either way, thanks for the riddle, Patrick.
Thank you.
And I think that that's probably a good time for us to take
a break.
Right? A little break?
Yeah,
so we'll be back in 6 months.
Well, yeah, we're going to take a hiatus. I think that's a good time to take a little hiatus. We'll be back in about 6 months.
More like a biatus.
What does that mean?
Well, hiatus. if you take the first two, insert commercial here.
We will be right back after a break from these breaks. 1, 2, 3, 4, hey, riddle, riddle.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. you know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPC, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or, yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people
I can
actually
see that.
Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop
crying.
Me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay.
You gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's... are razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach. And so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like, $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to be. She's in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle. To pick the razor for you and use code Riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code Riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another
whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades. He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works. And we're riddles again. Did we come up with
And we're riddles again.
Did we come up with a D&D themed name for Old Man Puzzles for this episode?
Oh, we did not.
Ooh.
Old Dragon
Puzzle
Dungeons.
Master.
The Puzzle Master.
The Page Master.
The Page Master. The Key Master.
Gozer.
Ghostbusters. Stay Puff Marshmallow Man. Let's just do Stay Puff Marshmallow Man,
I like
right?
Ancient Dragon Puzzles.
Ancient Dragon Puzzles.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
A-D-P.
Retroactively. ADP, always safe, always secure. I will be Ancient Dragon Puzzles.
I want you to be responsible for either giving us a painting or a figurine of each of us, a brass figurine of each of us when this is over.
I heard one time JPC's Dungeon Master took him to a fancy dinner, but JPC doesn't eat any meat, and basically he just ate like a potato.
Is that true? Look at us. Is that true?
I heard that one time JPC's friend was eating Taco Bell, and there was a roach in the taco, and it laid eggs in his mouth, and then they hatched.
I heard that one time JPC was eating at Wendy's, and he got a finger in his chili.
Is that what you call your butt?
It's so cold.
How'd your date go? You got a finger in my chili.
Yes, that story that you heard about my Dungeon Master taking me to dinner and me eating a potato is true. None of the details about it are correct, but the premise of the story is true. And it was
Rush had his law partners bought like a $500 dinner for three people. They couldn't go, so Rush took JPC and I for free. And it's again like a $500 ticket for this dinner.
It's like a 12-course
JPC
tasting
is like,
menu.
I don't eat meat or drink. So it had free wine pairings, and then also it
you
was
say
like
free.
Very well for us it was, but and it was also very meat centric. So it's funny to see the waiter like balk at like, oh, no booze. And no meat. So they basically were just like, here's a roasted yam.
Yum.
I mean, honestly, the food was really good.
Does that mean, so if you don't drink, if I did come back for my 420 episode of High Riddle Riddle, will you not partake?
Yeah.
Are we doing that?
I'm trying to make it happen.
We're going
to
do, on 420, we're going to do High Riddle Riddle.
Oh my God.
I'm never
get high, and I absolutely will for that.
I'm going to wear like one of those like industrial gas masks, and it's going to make my voice sound like Bane. So I will just read the riddles to you.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. And then also freak you out with my fucking industrial gas mask.
I'm so into that. Will you please come back for High Riddle?
Yeah,
I'll be back.
Not you.
I
wasn't looking at JPC.
On a weekly basis. All right, you guys ready for this? This is a riddle from...
it's like the worst prelude to a jock jam.
Yep.
Y'all ready for this? It's a riddle.
Are you ready for this?
Boop, 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 boop.
There's 99 people on a boat. The boat tips over. How many people are on the boat?
Actually, honestly, riddle jock jams is a really good idea.
That sort of sounds like our opener.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Arnie, if you're listening, which why would you be, please get on Jock Jam Riddle Riddle. That's our next special bonus content.
Arnie Niekamp, if you're listening, turn right. You missed your exit. You fool?
You fool? Oh, man. That guy's always missing his exit. What a fool. Thanks for the chill podcast. This is from Ezra Blanchard. I don't know if these are any good or anything.
Yes. Ezra, own your shit.
But here are a trio of tiny riddles I came up with for my D&D campaign.
Tiny riddles.
If you need a clue, the answers to all three are liquids.
Oh, that's a huge clue.
Yeah. Ezra. Ezra.
But then Ezra said, no, not like that. Get your heads out of the gutter. One man drinks, another grieves, bane of kings and boon of thieves.
Tears.
So many banes.
Yeah. Bane of kings.
Read it again.
No.
Play with the bane of kings.
One man drinks, another grieves, bane of king and boon of thieves.
One man drinks, another grieves.
So what
grieves.
Would kill a king? And what's a boon?
Poison.
A boon is Daniel Boone. He wore a coonskin cap and he had a little musket and he was a frontiersman.
Daniel Boone, king of the bane.
So poison kills a king.
Poison in the ear.
One man drinks, another grieves, bane of king and boon of thieves. Yes, the answer is poison.
Seriously?
Yeah. Poison. Poison.
Oh my God. I got it.
The girl is poison.
No one's really making a big deal about it.
Adel and Becca, you are the king and the queen. Aaron, you are a jester who has come to court. You have nefarious means, nefarious ends, but you are here in front of the king and queen to entertain.
What ho! Bring in the new jester.
Okay, we gotta stop. We gotta stop. We gotta stop.
What a ho!
Hail and well met. You must be the new jester we've been hearing about.
Please do something to bring our marriage back together.
Y'all like magic?
Do y'all like magic? I mean, from tither to hither, sometimes enjoy some prestidigitation.
Okay. Well, this is my guy who does music. He's going to underscore my magic. Yeah, it's my assistant. He does music.
Yo, my name is DJ Squalls.
Like DJ Qualls?
Yeah.
It's my favorite actor.
Yeah, I misspoke. My name's DJ Qualls. I was in the
Road Trip
and the new guy.
And that's about it.
Was I maybe in an American Pie movie?
All right,
probably
here's
not.
This cup.
Okay.
Here's a chalice. You see it. Now it's gone. And now it's back. Now it's gone. And here it's back. Uh-oh. There's a sweet, sweet liquid in it. Take a sip. Take a sip. Oh.
Ooh, two times. Dun, dun. Take a sip.
Now your turn.
Walk
take a
it back.
Sip.
I'm dying.
Take a sip.
Oh, no,
sip.
She's dying. No. My queen.
Take a sip.
No, I'm good. I'm not thirsty.
I'll take a sip.
All right, take this knife.
Oh no, his career is dying.
Oh no.
Nancy.
Whatever happened to DJ Qualls?
Whatever started with DJ Qualls?
I think he got trapped in the mirror.
Now the riddle begins.
Next one.
Ashley movie where their grandma's trapped in the mirror?
You thought that was my reference?
What?
That's what I was assuming. Which one is that? Back to that movie.
Grandma Mirror Trap?
What is it? What's it called?
They have a movie where their grandma's trapped in the mirror.
Yeah, it's very scary.
What
the hell? I know the mystery
as
ones.
As adults, they made this?
It's like Hansel and Gretel.
Did you watch the mystery ones? The Who Stole the Great Hope Diamond? What killed the dinosaurs? Who? You know that one?
I was a little bit before then, I think. I was watching like Brother for Sale.
Did you ever see Winning London? That's their best movie.
Do you guys ever see Billboard Dad? I don't remember what Billboard Dad was about, but I do remember that I went to the Mall of America when I was in fourth grade. And there was a big poster for Billboard Dad.
I have no memory of the grandma thing. That's terrifying, though.
Okay, you guys ready for this?
Yes.
Second of three? See dark ichor of joy and sorrow. Rejoice tonight, forget tomorrow.
Save tonight.
Alcohol.
Tomorrow.
Wine.
This is Eagle Eye Cherry.
Beer. Mm-hmm.
Is that it? Yeah. I always get them and Eve 6
confused. Liquid riddles.
See dark ichor of joy and sorrow. Rejoice tonight, forget tomorrow.
Bless you.
Beer.
Amber.
Wine.
Aaron got it again. It's wine.
I'm
getting some positive attention.
Okay.
Looks like her wheelhouse is liquids.
Sort of.
Vital to seas, but poison to trees. Shed a tear, and I'll be here.
Salt water.
Wow, you all gored it. Was silver.
It's either salt water or diamond water.
It's taffy.
Come on.
It's the answer, salt water taffy. Thank you, Ezra. Thank you for those. And
you
thank
know what,
you,
Ezra?
Spaghetti.
That was a welcome, fun little thing we did.
Wow, you're
I
welcome
just want
for
Ezra
being
to
fun.
Own what he did.
That was better than Ezra.
No.
Predicted up top.
Oh, boy. Count only blue cars.
My name is Count. Only blue cars.
I have a story about a friend named Ezra. Really?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I used to hang out with
him. Is this a Jewish story?
they're Jewish.
Okay.
One day, his older brother, Alex, went to punch him in the face, and he ducked, and then he punched me in the eye, and I got a black eye.
Wait, you were standing behind him?
So this is a report. It's not a story.
How old were you?
So if anyone knows anyone that I could report this to.
And also,
really
this isn't really
young,
about Ezra.
Like
this is about Alex and about what he did to you.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of, was it Alex's fault or was it Ezra's fault?
Alex's. Should have taken that punch for you. That punch was meant for him.
If Alex was punching,
it's
his fault.
I wanted a black eye.
What?
Yeah. It doesn't matter. We continue.
None of this matters. Okay. This email comes
Jeopardy.
From. This email comes from Kevin Griffin, which is two first names.Ey crew, been loving the podcast since day one and just subscribed to the Patreon. Now, that's how Woo-hoo! You begin an email.
Hell yeah.
None of this, dog. My riddles are bad.
Damn dog.
Keep up the good work here. A bunch of riddles I wrote for my D&D games. When the players need to outwit a riddle spouting sphinx, try saying that five times fast. You fucking make me, Kevin. You come down here and you fucking make me. You can use that info as a pre-hint, since you'll know that all of the answers... Okay, now I can read that part. And then there are some hints to these as well, but they are all in white letters. Man, I love it when people do the hints in an invisible ink. Cool. Riddle number one.
Mm-hmm.
When you gaze upon myself, you'll see me and no one else. I can't be tasted, touched, or smelled, but fire kills me for a spell. And ever if I don't seem near, just close your eyes, and I'll appear.
Memory
of a grandparent. What am I? Darkness.
So Becca says, memory of a grandparent.
Fire kills
I think
of
it's darkness.
Water kills it for a spell?
Fuck you. I'm so fucking tired.
I was saying that mostly because the answer is darkness. Oh, I'm sorry. Fire kills me for a spell. Yeah, duh. Yes, the answer is darkness. Aaron, do you want the hint too?
Sure.
Focus on it's something you can see when you close your eyes and fire kills it.
In
darkness.
Yeah, well, Aaron got it, but I wanted to know if did the hint help in retrospect?
No.
In hindsight?
Because I already got it.
Okay. What has mountains, lakes, and hills, beaches, trees?
My body.
Nice.
My body, nice.
Oh, yeah, those body lakes. What has mountains, lakes, and hills, beaches, trees, and cities built? And could be shredded with a knife, but does not hold a shred of life.
A globe.
Map. Atlas.
Matt Atlas.
Topographic map.
Topographic map.
A map.
The answer is a map.
I think, would a globe still work?
So. Let's see. Globes don't have lakes, so no. Globes have everything but lakes.
I want to see a scene with Becca and JPC.
Uh-huh.
You two will be Lewis and Clark. Mm-hmm. You're exploring the Louisiana Purchase, making maps about all your discoveries along the way.
Ah, another beautiful day on the trail, eh, Lewis?
Yes, Clark. We don't talk.
Have we
anymore.
Run out of things to do? I'm sorry. You,
what?
Go ahead.
Do you?
I saw a beaver the other day.
Oh. Yes, I know. I need to shave. I'm sorry.
No.
It's not.
It's fine.
I'm just worried that when we stop exploring,
I don't. I like it that way.
Thinking about each other.
It does make me feel like it's like a prepubescent.
What do you think we'll go down in history as?
You and I.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what do I hope or what do I think will actually happen?
I don't know. Either whatever takes more time so it feels like we've been talking for a long time.
I hope that people will think that we are brave explorers who charted uncharted territory and brought a richness of spirit back to the American lands. Mm-hmm. I really, really, really hope that we're not thought of as those two people who went out in the wilderness, fucked a bear... Had the bear fall in love with us, then the bear...
My ears are burning.
Oh, boy. Hey, Jeff.
Morning.
Good morning.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
Oh,
I made
eggs
breakfast.
We don't have to write any of this down. We don't have to tell anyone about this.
I know. Eventually, we'll shoot the bear. When we get to Oregon,
sure.
We'll kill the bear, throw the bear into the ocean.
Hey, can I defecate in those woods?
Will anyone know about it, Jeff?
That's why I'm asking you.
Oh boy, we never should have brought Jeff.
Best friends.
Uh oh,
I made us all necklaces.
Whoa, these smell awful. Is this your feces?
They're made of bones.
Man, think about people in the future talking about Lewis and Clark and Bear.
New adventures
of old Christine.
That was mesmerizing.
She won an Emmy for that.
I've just made every scene a relationship scene, no matter what the context. Just
well, you're a good improviser.
Women. Thank you.
With sad women. ready for number three?
Yeah.
I'll break your mind and body, make you
Chris
fight.
Angel.
Yes, it's Chris Angel. Fuck.
I saw a Chris Angel show once, and for his final act, he just put up a huge curtain, and then when they opened the curtain again, someone was levitating. And I was like, that's trash. I could put a curtain up, too. I was pissed as hell.
Did you yell, that's trash?
Yeah, I said, that's trash.
Yeah, but I've also never seen you put a curtain up, so can you do it? Jeff!
Oh, I made us all necklaces.
I went to the Luxor once and was gambling and walking around the floor, and then somebody excitedly approached me, and they say, I work for the Luxor. Are you enjoying your stay? And I'm like, yeah, it's a big pyramid. Fun. And they're like, I have something special for you. Here's free tickets tonight to go see Carrot Top. And I laughed at them. And then they were like, no, I'm serious. And I'm like, oh, I don't want these tickets. But they were like so crestfallen where they're like, surely I thought I'd make this person's day.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't want this garbage.
What year was this?
Sad. This was 2019. Nine or something? I can't remember.
2009? You wouldn't see Carrot Top in 2009? He was the biggest name in Tops.
It's whenever he had a residency at Luxor, which is a while
the
ago.
The Dreidel was the biggest name in Tops.
Becca, this is not a Jewish podcast.
Nope, still working on it. I'm sure for the
I'll break your mind and body, make you fight or make you fly. And if you try to rush me, I will kill you where you lie. Yet people spend their fortunes just to meet me for a night. I'm known and loved across the world. Speak my name and you'll be right.
Relief from anxiety?
KJ just nodded their head.
KJ's got it.
KJ, do you know? KJ.
KJ just keeps covering their face in that composition notebook.
With a giant sperm.
Inscrutable. I'll break your mind and body, make you fight or make you fly. And if you try to rush me, I will kill you where you lie. Yet people spend their fortunes just to meet me for a night. I'm known and loved across the world. Speak my name and you'll be right.
Paula Abdul.
Fear.
This one's harder. This one's harder.
But you know what I'm saying? I was thinking like a fight, flight, freeze sort of response that you have to something. And you can't really rush your...
Have you ever seen that clip of the So You Think You Can Dance Junior?
Yes.
With Paula Abdul?
The no. What?
The reality show So You Think You Can Dance, so but it's like kids.
Dance, oh, yeah.
A little girl dances and she does so well and she's so excited and... They say that she moved on, so she runs up and gives Paula Abdul a hug and then throws up all
of yes.
But she ended up getting into like the
did
top
she?
10. Yeah.
I've never rewatched anything more because Paula Abdul's like, absolutely not.
That's awesome.
Also, throwing up from joy is got to be one of the funnier things you can do.
Also, sure. Paula Abdul is probably getting paid so much money to judge that like children's dance competition that it's like, fuck you. You got thrown up on.
Joy throw up. KJ is dying.
I cleaned
Yay!
I cleaned poop out of my dog's butthole today.
Stop.
For free.
Ew.
Just Joey? Wait for her to go to the bathroom.
It wasn't coming fast enough. Daddy wants it now.
Oh, no.
KJ, the second this is over, look up that clip.
Out of context, the phrase what?
I was just curious if anyone here has any bodily functions they can't control when they feel a certain emotion. Like when you feel like excitement, has anyone ever like been like, oh, I feel nauseous, or when I feel like fear or anything like that?
I was going to say when I get really horny I come.
Can't help it.
Right when you
can't
feel
help it.
I don't know if this is, I've never said this out loud before. Sometimes when I get way too cold, I pee my pants a little.
Just to warm yourself up?
No, I think my body, I don't know. I think it's just like.
I think your body's trying to warm yourself
How
up.
How cold?
Pretty cold.
You're
like
shivering
Chicago
right
cold.
Now, are you?
Like, yeah, I do my best. Like, if I'm waiting on a platform, sometimes I'll pee a little.
Yeah. Well,
nope,
maybe
don't tell anybody.
Your body's energy can't.
Don't tell anybody. Choose. You said that directly into
well,
a microphone.
Say, like, if you have to pee and then you go outside, you're going to get colder faster because you're using your energy.
Colder, faster, harder.
Oh, that's
so
interesting.
So maybe your body's like, I need to prioritize keeping you warm. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to not prioritize holding in your pee pee.
I've never said this
Thank
out loud
you,
before. If I study too hard, I shit my pants.
Shut up.
When I'm really jealous, my nose bleeds.
That would be incredible. I'm so happy for you.
When I'm fake insincerity, my nose starts bleeding. Fake sincerity, which is called insincerity. Okay. None of you have gotten this riddle correct yet. I will say this one's tricky.
Give us
okay.
a hint.
I'll break your mind and body.
Oh.
Okay, the hint is that this is a liquid.
Okay. Oh, right, okay. right.
No. That was not part of this. That was the other ones were all liquids.
Oh, yeah.
This one is just a liquid.
Okay, but it is a liquid.
I'll break your mind and body, make you fight or make you fly, and if you try to rush me, I will kill you where you lie. Yet people spend their fortunes just to meet me for a night. I'm known and loved across the world. Speak my name and you'll be right.
Is it a drug?
Yeah.
Alcohol?
Yes.
It's alcohol?
It's alcohol. Aaron is like 6 for 6 today.
Blurp.
What was that, Aaron?
Break your mind.
That was an outburst.
Yes, that the answer is alcohol.
There's an incredible "So You Think You Can Dance" dance about addiction. If anyone.
Oh, I've seen. Is it "To Gravity" by Sarah Bareilles?
Yes, with,
so good.
Name, Capone.
Yeah, unreal.
Al Capone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you know he got into dance?
Yeah, but he'll only dance to Sarah Bareilles.
Oh no.
Al Capone sounds like something Adele would say, Becca. So just let that sit in.
Burn. You suck. Wait a second.
What? This is the last one. Ready?
Okay. Oh.
Here we rest, my siblings and me, shackled side by side. The largest of us first, each one smaller in size behind. Touch us and we'll dance and sing, oh. Then quiet over time. And you'll earn all praise as our demanding mastermind. What name for us can you find?
So it's about kids in a line from tallest to shortest, and if you touch
Russian
them, they sing.
Dolls? Oh, it's the Von Trapps.
the
Von Trapps in jail. They're all shackled. No,
it's
Louder. It's a Von Trapp.
Can you believe I never played that little girl?
Yeah. Here we rest.
That's horrible. No, you can't believe it. You can't.
Here we rest, my siblings and me shackled side by side, the largest of us first, each one smaller in size behind. Touch us and we'll dance and sing, then quiet over time, and you'll earn all praise as our demanding mastermind.
Is it an instrument?
I think I know it. I think it's a xylophone.
Yes.
The answer is not an instrument per se, but it's something on the instrument.
Keys.
Piano keys.
No.
Something on an instrument. Fingers.
Shackled side by side, the largest of us first, each one smaller.
Strings.
And strings, yes.
Oh,
it is
chimes?
Instruments, strings. Chimes?
Chimes hang by strings.
Why did I think they were children? Did you say anything in there having to do with children?
Siblings.
Okay, cool.
I guess it could be chimes too. I could see that. And xylophones, I guess, are larger to smaller, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And they're shackled together.
And they're all shackled together. Okay, they all work. Thank you, KG. This was from KG, Kevin Griffin. I guess he goes by KG.
Cool.
And also, he's an ASL tutor. Oh. Age, sex, location. 15. Male. The beach, baby.
What the fuck?
You're hired.
Whatever.
You're just tutoring people on how to use ASL.
Yeah, ASL. That's what an ASL tutor is, right?
Yeah.
When I first saw ASL, like, because it's American Sign Language, I thought it meant like ASL because I grew up in chat rooms, baby. Aaron, did you ever use chat rooms?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
No, I sometimes when I was younger, when we had AOL, I'd go into chat rooms and pretend to be someone like older and glamorous.
Yeah. Did anyone ever play Sissy
people?
Fight?
No.
No. Was huh?
It was like a game that you could play online, and it was like teasing and other kids and like doing stuff to try to win. But it was basically a place for people to chat and talk dirty to each other.
Nice.
Under the guise of a game for children. We can cut that.
No.
Nope. We're going to see a quick scene.
No.
Aaron and Becca, you are both on separate computers. You're playing Kitty Fight?
Sissy Fight.
You're playing Sissy Fight together on separate computers, and you're like reading out loud what the things that you're typing in.
Sure.
So what do you think about butts?
I'm on here to actually play the game very seriously, and I don't want to talk about anything inappropriate because this is honestly something.
Hmm? But.
What's your name?
But.
Your name's Butts?
My name is Claire.
Claire Butts?
No, just Claire. I don't want to say my last name. My parents told me not to.
Oh, so you're young.
So you're young.
Me too.
Cool.
So that's okay.
Butts.
Great.
Hey, any bears in here?
Is your name Tom Colicchio?
No. Is Tom Colicchio a bear?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Butts.
Come on.
What do you think about butts?
Butts are cool, depending on the age.
What?
Older butts are appropriate. Younger butts are not.
You might want to leave then, because I'm about to...
I'm a cop. I'm a bear cop.
Someone should give you a
All
show.
Right, bear cop, in my office now.
What did I do?
Your mission was to bust Kitty talk.
You don't even know what my...
Hold on, I got a folder right here. Sissy talk.
I made us
sissy
necklaces.
Chat. I'm sorry?
Wow. I made us necklaces.
These are great. These are for both of us?
Also, I did what you asked and I punched Sissy Spacek.
No! Bear cop!
You said sissy fight.
That's it. You're off the force. Give me your bear and your gun.
What?
Scene. Uh-oh.
Oh,
bear gun on my desk.
Bear okay, gun in my down. Office. Becca, do you have anything upcoming
like that
you would like to promote? Yeah.
I'm trying to think about if I earned it. Monday nights at 8 p.m. at the IO Theater, Little Tooties. It's a fun show.
Oh, that's my favorite Herald team. Becca's on my favorite Herald team.
Boom.
How much are tickets to that show?
How much what?
How much are tickets to that show?
Tickets. How much?
How much are tickets to that show?
Ticket
you have no
show?
Idea.
Becca doesn't know.
No
you have no idea.
No.
Guess.
It's great.
I know.
Becca underscore Barrett. How much are tickets to that show?
I know, but I want you to guess.
12.
14.
Really?
You're worth it. I have no idea.
Oh,
12. Probably
seriously,
12.
They're the best Herald.
You see those L'Oreal commercials where they're like, "Because we're worth it too," but then the kids are saying it not. Like on time with the way that it's supposed to sound. It's
oh,
so
God.
Great. I have a lot to send you after this.
Yeah, we're just going to
sit here and
watch YouTube
the kid
videos.
Discovering
Can
the
I ask
internet.
One other unrelated question?
Uh-huh.
Did you ever watch We Sing videos?
Oh, my God. I was obsessed with We Sing.
Did you watch The Magical Musical Mansion?
Yeah, it was my favorite one. We named our cat Cadenza because of the name of the cat.
Cadenza?
Cadenza.
Cadenza.
It's a musical term.
Yeah. I was just curious because that is a lot about riddles for kids.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's oh, my God.
There's door knocker who does riddles, and then there's this aunt who just like is horrendous is trying to solve riddles.
What the fuck is this?
This man named...
It's a kid's, it's like a kid series of videos, yeah. And they have like a bunch of songs in them.
Kids Bop.
There's like We Sing in Sillyville, where about a woman who loses her colors, so you learn about the different colors. There's Big Rock Candy Mountain, and then there's another one that, there's King Cole's Party.
Yep.
But one of my favorite ones is
Grandpa's
Magical
Toys.
Musical Mansion. Yes,
Grandpa's Toys.
In this one, there's all these people who do instruments and do songs and stuff like that, and suddenly they all get stolen from in the middle of the night, and you don't know who did it.
The clarinet, the clarinet.
I feel like I'm getting punked right now, Adel.
Yeah, this feels like a trap.
I was obsessed with those videos.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know the Red family from We Sing Sillyville?
Yeah.
That is what nightmares are made of. That family.
The clown from Grandpa's Magical Toys.
Yeah.
So check out Becca Barish at WeSingSillyville.com.
JPC, do you remember that show, Who's Got the Answer Now?
Weasel Cop.
Yeah,
and,
with Weasel Cop, and then there was that upside down kangaroo where the pouch was like more of a
face
mask.
His name was Thermometer.
Yeah, and then there's the leather man.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah,
we're not
children, come to here. This is a cake, and this is a beer.
Also, Becca's in World News Tonight with all of us.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Aaron, where can people find you?
Aaron Keith 10 on Instagram, and I'll promo my shows there. And Aaron Keefe, too, on Twitter, but I don't really tweet. Sometimes I retweet Becca.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome. It's
my
pleasure.
I was just talking to both Adel and Aaron about how I think my tweets are underrated.
I
got to follow you. I got to follow you.
Follow me in those places. And also follow us at Hey Riddle Riddle on Instagram and Twitter. And then email us at hrrpodcast@gmail.com if you want to send us some riddles. Or more D&D riddles. We could do this again.
Yeah, we'll do this again tomorrow.
Cool.
We'll send them in because I know all you nerds are out there rolling your D20s and your D6s.
Also, I've never done D&D because no one's ever asked me. I've never been invited.
So
to
if
because
you play,
nobody says let's do D&D.
Oh, whatever.
So if you play D&D,
play D&D.
Direct message Erin, no. Invite her to your games.
It's too late.
She wants to go. Adel, what are you plugging?
You can check me out in my apartment furiously writing the new movie Mamma Mia. also check out our website. HeyRiddleRiddle.com.
Yeah. It's easy to remember because it's the name of our show, and then you just put .com on it.
Can
what kind of...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, Becca, why don't you say more shit?
Becca.
It's really important.
Yeah,
I was going to ask if we could include an audio clip of the door knocker from Magical Musical
Mountain. Yes, we can.
Just to prove that it's true.
Yeah. We absolutely
How do you
can.
Do, my friend? How do you do?
We do not have the rights to this.
We
JPC,
will.
Anything you want to plug?
You can follow me on Twitter at JPSoFly or on Instagram at SharkBarkman. Our Patreon is launched and live, so you can find our Patreon at patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle. $5 a month, you can join the Clue Crew, and then you get a bonus episode every Friday until we all die, which is great. And thank you so much to all of the people that have already signed up, and we hope that you enjoy the episodes that are already live on the site.
Thank you to Becca for being here with us today.
Thank you.
Who took my voice?
Rebecca.
Becca, I hope that one day you'll come back and join us. But until then, it's time for you to go back to your home planet
of Jupiter.
Bye-bye.
Created by Adel Refai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. KJ Snyder did the editing.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.